Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Clothed in Christ, was written by Karen Pimpo. I was so excited to put on my new glasses for the first time, but after just a few hours, I wanted to throw them away. My eyes ached and head throbbed from adjusting to the new prescription. My ears were sore from the unfamiliar frames. The next day, I groaned when I remembered I had to wear them. I had to repeatedly choose to use my glasses each day in order for my body to adjust. It took several weeks, but after that, I hardly noticed I was wearing them. Putting on something new requires an adjustment, but over time we grow into it, and it suits us better. We may even see things we didn't see before. In Romans 13, the Apostle Paul instructed Christ's followers to put on the armor of light and practice right living. They had already believed in Jesus, but it seems they had fallen into slumber and become more complacent. They needed to wake up and take action, behave decently, and let go of all sin. Paul encouraged them to be clothed with Jesus and become more like Him in their thoughts and deeds. We don't begin to reflect the loving, gentle, kind, grace-filled, and faithful ways of Jesus overnight. It's a long process of choosing to put on the armor of light every day, even when we don't want to because it's uncomfortable. Over time, He changes us for the better. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So, let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Let's pray. Jesus, when we become your followers, we can be discouraged when we don't experience an immediate change in some of our attitudes and behaviors, but when we look back years later, we can see how you have faithfully transformed us into an entirely new person. Help us to be patient and rest in the knowledge that you truly are forming us into your image. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.